Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman. And we are joined on the line by someone who was with us in one of the earlier past episodes, and that is Mr. Marcus Strother from the Men's and Women's Leadership Academy. And when he came on before, we had such a great conversation, and we wanted to have him come back on again today and talk to us about what's going on and also the possibilities of what he has in store for the future for our young people. So, Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am excited to be back with you all. So this is an amazing opportunity, and I appreciate you all giving us the time.
It is our pleasure because, as I mentioned, you brought a lot of great positive information to the show last time you were on. So why don't you just kind of refresh the audience memory about what it is that you do and what exactly is this Leadership Academy?
So I'm the coordinator of youth development actually in Sacramento City Unified School District. And a big part of that work really involves our expanded learning programs, which is after, before, and summer programming. But we also have inducted and worked really hard with our Boys and Girls of Color work, which entails our Men's and Women's Leadership Academy. With those two academies, we have developed a men's curriculum, which is now a high school course that has been A through G approved, and we are currently finishing up this year our women's version of that curriculum. Of course, looking at some different pieces, trying to be very strategic in the idea around what our women need as well as what our men need. So for our Women's Leadership Academy curriculum, you know, really focusing on some of the ideas behind Beyoncé's album Lemonade, you know, and the healing and the struggling that women go through. But on the reverse of that, looking at what her sister did with a seat at the table, really looking at women's empowerment and thinking about feminism and how we address those. And Angela Davis with her newest book, Freedom is a Constant Struggle, and how we can talk around that. So really excited about that, and really looking forward to expand into more schools next year. We should be adding about anywhere from 7 to 10 new schools that will have the program, men's and women's leadership, and really pushing our young people into a place where we can start focusing on how we push the opportunity gap as opposed to really focusing on the achievement gap, because who we are and the program that we work on is really about identity and cultural identity as well, advocation, what it looks like to hug and smile and heal, build relationships with adults as well as their peers, and really getting them to a place where they're intrinsically motivated to want to do well in school, to want to do well in their community, to want to do well in their family, and just be good people.
Man, that sounds great. You know, a few of the things that you mentioned, I'm curious about, and I'm sure others might be too if they were interested in starting a program in their particular area. You mentioned music. Does that seem to get the young people's attention by maybe using music as an inroad?
Most definitely. So when you think about how we make things relevant for young people, you know, music is that universal language, right? So when we think about our people in music really starting to have a voice around how we can better speak to these struggles and where our people are culturally, how can we infuse that into curriculums to be able to teach them what it is that we're trying to teach them. So, you know, this isn't Beyonce and Solange and, you know, your Kendrick Lamars. These aren't new things that have happened. Marvin Gaye did it. Nina Simone did it. You know, so it's not Stevie Wonder did it. It's not a new thing, but really being able to infuse what's happening in music into a place where it makes it relevant for young people, really catches their attention and puts them in a place where, okay, now I want to learn. Help me better understand. I just met with my young men yesterday that we're getting ready to take to DC, and we had a whole conversation around Donny Hathaway, and we used Donny Hathaway in a way to also talk about mental illness in our cultures, especially with men of color, and how we can address those pieces and how we can be more open to what that looks like. So using those musical icons, as we would say, to be able to push the idea of learning is amazing.
I'm really excited about how you get the kids pumped up to want to, you know, dive deeper into some of these deeper conversations. Like you mentioned, mental illness. Sometimes you don't know how to get that conversation started. But yeah, by introducing the subject of Donny Hathaway and mentioning it that way, that was great. Let me ask you something else, though, because you also mentioned this trip to D.C. Now, visiting the nation's capital is always exciting. But are you taking a total group of young people? How many are you taking? And what are your plans to see when you get out there?
So I talked earlier about the opportunity gap. And one of the things that we're trying to really stand in terms of our truth and what we do with this program is not focusing all of our attention on making sure that they're academically strong, but also making sure that they have opportunities to see what our world has to offer. We are taking 12 young men, 12 young ladies. We are going to DC, and we have a very tight, long schedule of activities. One of the things, of course, we're definitely going to be looking to do is check out a couple museums. We've been working really hard to get into the African American Museum, but of course, when I reached out, they had over 200,000 requests to get into the museum, so they said, just show up. We do take people in daily, so we are going to work on that. We are going to the Holocaust Museum. We're going to go check out tons of memorials. Of course, the Martin Luther King Memorial. We're going to go to the Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument. We also are going to spend time at the Urban League in Baltimore. They are having a college fair on that Saturday that we are there. So our young people will be able to listen and talk to 33 different majority East Coast-based colleges and universities. We are going to do a college tour to Howard University as well as Georgetown. We are also going to take them to the Frederick Douglass home, spend some time there. And then we're going to be doing a planning session. We are working with the Reginald Lewis Museum, African American Museum in Baltimore, trying to work out some situations there where we will have space to be able to plan our Boys and Men of Color Summit that we are going to host here in Sacramento in October. So with that time on Saturday, being in the space of DC, being in a place where there's tons of different ideas that can come out of that, we are hoping that we will be able to create a newer type of summit slash conference that is not just about workshops and keynote, but really about building the young people in a myriad of ways, not just by talking at them, but actually doing some project-based work during that summit. So it's going to be a good day for us with the planning and the work and museums. We'll be there April 6th through 11th. So we're also going to, you know, go to the Light Festival. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but there's a Light Festival that happens in Baltimore by the pier. And we have a couple artists that are a part of our group, so it's going to be really exciting for them to see that. And just spend time together, build relationships, laugh, you know, have a pillow fight here or there, and just enjoy the space.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing, amazing trip that you guys have planned. Oh, those young people are really blessed to be able to have that opportunity. So we can't thank you enough for the work you're doing. Before we wrap up, we just have to ask, what drives you to do this work? And what advice would you give to others that might want to be doing the same type of work in their own community?
I get that question often. And I found myself in a place where, you know, I watch my kids. I have three of my own biological kids who I always hope and pray and realize that they're not going to get everything from me. They're going to learn from other adults. And I hope that there are other adults out there like yourself, like me, and many others that I know who are going to be willing to pour into my kids. And I also know that I need to pour into other folks' kids. It really does take a village. It really is that concept. And I love the work. It's God's purpose. I found my why. And there's no greater feeling than to wake up every day knowing you're doing what you're supposed to do. And to be able to see the smile that I get off of these kids, to be able to have a parent just yesterday tell me that I was ready to pull my son from that school until you started Men's Leadership Academy there. Those are the reasons why I do what I do, because I want to be able to help out other parents. I want to be able to help out young people. And I want to make sure, hopefully, I'm doing enough in this space that someone else is going to reach out and do that for my kids as well. It's just, it's an exciting place. You know, if people want to get into doing this work, the first thing I would always encourage people to do is ask yourself the question if you're ready to have a second family. because once you start pouring into these young people on purpose, they're going to become family to you. They're going to be dependent on you. They're going to want you to be there for them in many more ways than just, you know, help me get into college and then move on. I have students that are now 27, 28, 29 years old who still talk to me every day, who still ask for advice, who still reach out when they're hurt. And it just becomes, it becomes that second family. So ask yourself that question first, because you're playing with someone's life. I encourage people to think about, what does that mean? As you think about a airline pilot, when they get on to their plane, you know, the flight attendant says, we have 103 souls on board, which means that you are in charge of someone's life for these next few hours. And I encourage anybody who's getting in front of young people to always think about, you're in charge of that person's life. What you do or say from this moment forward could either make that person or break that person. So make it count. And kids want people there for them. Adults want people there for them. So as much as we can offer that, the best.
Oh, that's a great answer, Marcus. And you know, when you gave that answer, I could hear the passion in your voice. And what you said really hit home. It's got me thinking, too, because like you said, it takes a level of commitment to have that second family, but I'm sure that the rewards outweigh, you know, some of the hard work that you put in, and just seeing some of the successes that you're having is inspirational as well. So before we go and wrap up this segment, could you please let us know some information, how we could follow you or on social media or get in contact with you?
I have no problem with people reaching out to me, because I have many mentors that I'm able to reach out to for that help. So feel free to give me a call. My cell phone number is 815-793-5537. Let's have a conversation. Or you can follow us on social media, MLA Sacramento. MLA Sacramento is our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook tag, so you'll be able to find us on any three of those social media markets and check out all of the wonderful things that are happening with our young men. Our young women are featured on that as well, and as soon as we get things moving, we're working on our logo and whatnot right now for WLA. We will also have their social media up and ready to go as well. So at MLA Sacramento, find us, talk to us, and let's build a relationship.
Oh, that sounds great, Marcus. We really appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today, we are joined on the line by a special guest that has agreed to come on and talk to us about fashion, lifestyle. Can't wait to dive into this conversation. None other than Dave Money. Dave, how's it going today?
I'm having a great day, Rich. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, definitely. Been something that we wanted to do for a while, is to connect with you and have you come on and talk to us and tell us about what you do. So I'll let you take it from here and kind of let everybody know, you know, what it is that you do and what inspires you.
Right. First, I got to give you your props, Rich. I met you through your company, Harrison Blake, on Instagram, and I've been impressed since I met you. You got a strong following. You turned out a nice product, and we've actually collaborated, and I'm always impressed by entrepreneurs, you know, and since we had a few conversations, you dropped some jewels on me, and I appreciate that. Dave Money, Dave_Money3 on Instagram, you know, I'm a photographer and a podcaster. I love that classic American style. I've always been a fan of classic American style, you know, since before I knew what it was. If you know about the TV show Dobie Gillis, had starred Bob Denver, the guy who played Gilligan, you know, I was impressed back then. You know, I saw these guys wearing, like, classic clothes, wearing Letterman jackets and khakis and stuff like that. I didn't know what that look was called, but it always stood out, and I kept it with me. I mean, as far as inspiration, I'm also a big equipment man, meaning, you know, if I see a helmet, I get excited. I'm just excited by apparatus, equipment, and garments that are created for certain situations. And I've always carried that with me.
Yeah, that's definitely apparent if you follow Dave on Instagram, because you get some great captures of of what you're passionate about. But you know, for the fashion novice, could you do us a favor and kind of define that classic Americana style? What are some brands or some staple pieces that would kind of embody that look, just for those listening?
J. Crew is a good one. Ralph Lauren is my personal favorite, but to describe that style for those who haven't seen it, you're typically going with a smart fit. Okay, with classic style, you're not going too far left or too far right. Some people would describe it as understated khakis. That's a nice plain pant. It serves a purpose. A nice plain sneaker, a white sneaker, you know, maybe a sweater, you know, a cardigan. Things that you would need, things that are timeless. Not too much logo or screen print. Classic style is pretty much built around natural fabrics. So you want your 100% cotton, your wool, things like that. You want to include items that are time-tested. So the bean boot is stylish, but the bean boot serves a real purpose. You know, it serves, you know, the hunter as well, back when the boot was first originated. So, you know, classic style is built on utility and understated style. And a lot of the iconic looks that we recreate now, you know, come from actual sports and lifestyles that people live.
Man, that's a great definition for those listening, because you really broke it down when you were describing that. It was really painting a picture. I could see it in my head, all of those different styles and the different items. So we appreciate you doing that, because we got a lot of people that listen to the show. They're just starting out in their fashion journey, and so sometimes they need a little bit of help and guidance with the definition. But, you know, I want to ask you a question, because I know you have like a world-renowned collection of a particular brand. And could you tell us a little bit more about your collection, what brand that it is that I'm speaking about, but also why you're so passionate about this brand and the look and feel of it?
Oh, I mean, you're referring to Ralph Lauren. First of all, when I first became aware of labels, Ralph was one of the first ones in my world. You know, in our world, Ralph was one of the main ones. It was Ralph Lauren, it was Nautica, it was Hilfiger. But it was more than Eddie Bauer, Nike on the feet, stuff like that. But Ralph grabbed me because, for some reason, I was too young to understand the marketing, but for whatever reason, it felt like Ralph had more staying power. So, like I said, Nautica, Hilfiger, and the rest, they were making similar stuff, but Ralph just had a little more fanaticism with it. And, you know, I'm not like really a hardcore follower. But, you know, if you just want to, you know, celebrate with your friends and be part of something and do something you like, you know, why not choose the one that more people are, you know, fanatic about? And that was Ralph. The style was bright, vibrant. Let me tell you this story. Okay, so when I was in middle school, like seventh grade, like the high school in my city, you know, they had these real popular basketball games. You know, it was really jumping. My sister, she was a little older than me, so I would go to the games with them, and I would see the guys wearing like sailing jackets and windbreakers, you know, the color block windbreakers, big yellow collars, and they had the Nautica, the Hilfiger, the Ralph Lauren, all that, and it just made an impression on me. You know, I guess it was a combination of the colors, plus that's what the cool guys were doing. You know, the people 2, 3, 4 years older. Like, I remember stuff like this, like, you're in a crowded gymnasium and you got guys with, you know, some style and charisma, you know, doing simple stuff like walking up the bleachers. But you don't go all the way up the bleacher. You know, you put one foot on a high step and you're looking back and you got a long jacket on and you're doing something cool and you're grinning and pointing at somebody across the room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Snapshot of something cool. And it's like, whoa, you know, these guys are cool. And it's like, you peep the attitude, you look at the way they move, and you look at what they have it on. And going forward, you kind of associate that with coolness. And I think that's what grabbed me. And like I said, you know, before, you know, the Hilfiger, the Nautica, the Eddie Bauer, all that was equal. But it just felt like if you were going to collect anything, do it with Ralph, because now you have partners.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I mean, I got to admit, you know, I'm sort of a fan as well, but Ralph Lauren has always been my favorite designer just because of his staying power. You know, a lot of brands come and go, but I like Ralph Lauren, even their suits, just because I always feel like I'm buying quality and I always feel like they're going to last, you know. So even for just my everyday slacks, I prefer that brand as well, man. You're right. It's got some staying power for sure. And I love that story that you told, too, with the style and how you got into it.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of stuff is by association, you know? Like, even outside of clothes, a lot of times we see somebody acting a certain way. We see behaviors, and there's a look, a smell of who that went along with it, and we pair it. Even though we know that, you know, one doesn't necessarily cause the other, we still pair it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we do. That's just the way we work as humans, I think. And I mean, it seemed like that really touched you and got you going on this road to collecting. I mean, give us an idea. How big is this collection? I mean, it sounds pretty epic, man.
I mean, the truth is it's not that big. I'd say maybe under less than 200 pieces. You know, maybe 130 pieces. I think this is what happened. This is a humble brag, you know.
Right.
I think, so I've been serious again for maybe a year, a little less than a year. But I always had that rock feel. See, like I said, back in high school, I did it heavy. I've always loved classic. So once people kind of associated me with Ralph on Instagram, they thought everything I was wearing was Ralph.
Ah, got you. You know? Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of like when you're good. This is why I say it's the humble brag. This goes to photography and staging. When you're good at something, people going to give you maybe a little more credit than they should. So I got 10 Ralph pieces, but I execute in a real Ralph way on my photos, right? So you associate me with Ralph. Somebody else has 1,000 pieces, but they don't know how to capture the essence. You don't associate them with Ralph. I mean, you imagine Dave having more than the guy with 1,000 pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's because I know how to create the imagery. You know, people would inbox me. People would DM me and ask me if I worked in the fashion industry. They would DM me, ask me if I worked with brands. People would ask me if I even had a day job. They thought I was spending my time out in the mountains.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I was one of those people, man. I used to think that, too. I thought, man, this guy must be a merchandiser or you know, a product staging specialist because, I mean, the way you capture these photos, I mean, it's just amazing, man. How are you a photographer by trade or is that a passion as well?
It's a passion, and I'm looking to, for 2017, I want to make money taking photos. You know, that's the goal. I think I've been doing it kind of like a professional. You know, what I'm saying, I've been doing it at a high level, but I haven't been getting paid. And in 2017, I'm looking at taking on some clients. You guys can contact me. Can I drop my email?
Oh, definitely. Go right ahead.
I mean, hit me, dave@americanlens.com, and we can talk about something.
Yeah, well, now that I know that, Dave, I'm be bugging you, so I'll be emailing you, too, about that because... I mean, the way you put together these looks, man, it's really impressive. And it's something, you know, we talked too before about monetizing off of your talent. And I mean, if you have a talent, man, I want to encourage you to pursue that. And I think you got a bright future with photography, to be honest with you. Definitely, we'll have to stay in touch, remain in touch. And really, be honest with you, man, this conversation is really... It made me think we got to have you come back on sometime in the future and talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, too, because I think you've got so many great ideas, not just with fashion, but with entrepreneurship. I mean, there's a lot of knowledge that you can give to the listeners, if you don't mind.
Definitely. I'm with you. And, yeah, I'm going to keep you close. I'll say this on air. I recently met a few other people, and no disrespect, but you guys kind of remind me of each other, meaning like we all cut from the same cloth.
It's always great to get around like-minded people who have goals or trying to reach out and do a little bit more. And so I'm definitely open to that. Well, Dave, do me a favor before we wrap up and let everybody know where they can find you on Instagram, on social media, and how we can get in touch with you.
My Instagram is probably the most popular right now. That's Dave_Money3. The podcast is on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, search American Lens. And in fact, if you want to see my collection, I actually posted a video on YouTube. I'm going to hit YouTube. I'm not going to bomb it as hard as, you know, Instagram, but I'll post a video on there for those who care to take it. Just search Dave Money, my photo collection. I should come up. If you need to hit me on the email, Dave@americanlens.com.
All right, everybody, please go out and support. Subscribe to the podcast. Dave's got a lot of great images that you guys are going to love, and he's just a great guy. So until next time, Dave, we'll talk soon.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, Rich. Thanks to all you listeners.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Life of a Gentleman. This is the segment that we like to call The Gentleman's Look. And on the line is none other than one of the originals, Dennis Styles. How's it going today, Dennis?
Wow, man, doing pretty good. Sounds pretty weird to get the show kicking again. We had a month and a half or two off, right?
Yeah, we took a little break for season one. I guess you would say we're back with season two. It's been just about a year for the podcast, coming up on a year. And I'm really excited to get things rolling again, and I think everybody's really going to like what we have in store.
Yeah, we have a new production, new ideas, and new guests that we're going to be featuring on the podcast, so it's going to be very exciting moving forward.
Yeah, and speaking of exciting, I know that you have some new endeavors that you'd like to talk about. I think the audience would be interested to hear about it as well. Let us know what you have going on behind the scenes. What can we expect from you coming up this year?
Oh, I have a lot of exciting things coming up, Rich. Pretty much, I'm going to be teaming up with three other gentlemen. Since I recently moved to DC, we're going to have a blog, pretty much DC Gents. Right now, we're working on, you know, the production logos. We have a videographer. We have a bunch of things lined up. It's going to be me and three other well-dressed, well-groomed, very stylish gentlemen talking fashion, business, etiquette, pretty much covering everything in the fashion world. So it's going to be videos too, which is the exciting part. I've been trying to get into the video YouTube game for a while now, and I think I found the right gentleman to push this forward. So keep your eye on it. We're going to start recording actually tomorrow, man. Tomorrow's going to be the first day of recording, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to see you. I think you'll do really good on YouTube. I know that I've been pushing you to do that for a while, so I'm glad that it's going to happen. Now, you said DC Gents. So
yes,
a lot of people, when they think about fashion, you know, they overlook DC. And actually, we had on DC Fashion Fool in the past, and he mentioned that too, that DC sometimes doesn't get any love when you're talking about fashion. But what have you observed since you moved to DC? Are you seeing that fashion is alive there, or is it really boring and conservative in Trumpville?
This is the thing, Rich. The Maryland, Baltimore area is lacking fashion big time. DC is stepping up the game. You spoke to DC Fashion Fool, and he's been, you know, holding it down there. So it'd be good to get some other cats in there, you know, repping the DC area, which is underrated right now. But it's coming up, man. It's coming up. Everybody just needs to follow, meaning Maryland and the Baltimore area, and then we'll be pretty good. But, you know, my job is to educate kids, gentlemen, grown folks, whoever it is, about fashion, how to wear stuff, how to buy it, and just keeping up with the game, you know? And if you don't keep up with the game, it's going to pass you by. So I'm excited to take on that challenge, my man.
Yeah, I think you guys are up for it. I'm excited to see what you have going. I mean, DC is a place that I've always loved to visit, but I've never really thought about it as a fashion center myself. So you guys putting DC on the map is really going to be great. Now, when you say you guys are going to have this blog, is it going to be some lifestyle shots? Because I'm noticing a trend on Instagram, and I'm not here to bash anybody, but I think me and you have talked privately on a number of occasions where you got a lot of guys just taking clothes that they get from brands and just laying them on the floor and taking a shot of them, or they're either standing in their driveway taking photos, and I think that's kind of boring. It does a disservice to the brand as well. What are your thoughts on that?
That's funny you bring that up. Now, you being a guy that owns his own brand, let's think about this for a second. You have your own brand, right? And you give, you know, you have a box, subscription box, and you have an online store. The last thing you want is to have your clothes on the floor or accessories on the floor. You want somebody to, you know, take their time out and actually do a lifestyle photo shoot. I know you're a big fan of lifestyle photo shoot, which that's the reason me and you get along so well. We have similar tastes when it comes to that. The blog and the YouTube channel, that's what it's gonna bring. It's gonna bring a lifestyle brand. We're gonna record this pretty much in a bar setting. So it's gonna be mostly lifestyle. And then the fact that it's spring is coming up, we're definitely gonna be doing some more outdoor stuff. And I also wanna tell the audience here that Richard will be coming out to DC and repping DC. So, you know, DC is gonna be a lot more stylish now with you around, Rich.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there. Any excuse I can make to travel out to DC, I will do. I like to take in some tourist things, but also connecting with you guys. That will also be a very exciting event that's coming up later on, I think next month. So yeah, not too far away. I like what you said about lifestyle shots, because with the lifestyle shots, I think you have an opportunity to really bring the accessories or the clothing to life. Sometimes you see these guys with the flat lays and it's just clothes on the floor. You don't really envision anything. You don't get a vibe or a feeling off of it. So when you said a lifestyle shot, or you guys are out at a bar or outside walking around, I think people are going to be able to get more of your personality and things that way, as opposed to just a boring, you know, shot that takes a few minutes to set up.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. How do you know that these guys are actually wearing these clothes? You know, you don't know that. You don't know if these guys wear your stuff outside. They might just wear it or lay it out just for the fact that it's a picture. You put a lot of effort into your brand, Harrison Blake Apparel. You don't have a lot of people working for you. You pretty much do everything on your own. Don't you want people to give you back that same energy?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you got to love the lifestyle shots. So I think you really did whet our appetite for that. We're looking forward to that. See what you guys do. And you have a beautiful backdrop of a city. So many places to shoot. I'd like to see move around Capitol Hill, maybe Georgetown. See what you guys can do. Maybe in some of those vintage shops. You know, I'm one of those vintage heads. So when I come out, you know, I want to do a little digging around, try to find some gems.
Oh, man, you're not kidding, man. Right now, man, the backdrop on DC is amazing right now. You pretty much could do so many photo shoots on so many different angles. There's so many coffee shops, amazing coffee shops. There's so many tourist areas. It's going to be amazing for us to do this. Man, I can't wait to have you all come through next month with your brand, which is hot right now. Your last box, amazing color scheme, man. You did well with that one.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, I tried to infuse the spring vibe, you know, and I know we're dealing with the late snowstorm in both of our locations. Really, we got hit with that. But, you know, I'm trying to bring that spring vibe with the floral pocket square, and I had the orange knit tie. I think if anybody hasn't subscribed in April, oh, man, you've got to jump on board. That one and the one in May, these two are going to be totally just crazy.
Now, let's continue on that topic here. What do you envision moving into the spring with the Harrison Blake Apparel Collection?
For the spring and summer, we will bring out some new floral designs that we've been working on. Also, we're going to go stick with some of the classic and traditional looks, kind of throwing it back to my home in New England, where I'm from, and coming with some of the prep slash Ivy League type style stuff. And I hope that it's very well received, because the brand has to grow and evolve. I know at the beginning we had a lot of, you know, as it started, was just lapel pins and a lot of just floral, just going crazy, you know, but we're really fine-tuning the brand right now. I like to think of it as the brand is growing up and maturing. So hopefully the fan base grows and matures with us. And I can't wait to bring that spring and summer collection out to DC and have you guys help me shoot it and get some video for it and kind of whet everybody's appetite.
Oh, for sure, man. You know, that's going to happen. You know, being a, you know, close friend of yours, I kind of get to see the stuff beforehand. And trust me, guys, it's fire, man. It's so fire. I can't really tell you much about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
But just get ready, man. It's fire, man. This boxes are gonna definitely light up the scene in the springtime, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Dennis. And I think everybody has a lot to be excited about this spring. Myself, you, Deandra, we're all out here doing our own thing. But when we come together for this podcast, I think it's really going to be great. And everybody, too, remember what Dennis said. We have some new voices that are be coming on, joining us.
like you said, man, big things coming up, so stay tuned, guys. I got the DC Gens coming up. Rich's got the working on the next subscription box for the next couple of months. We're going to be collaborating next month, so you can catch us doing some amazing photo shoots here in DC. So I'm excited to work with Richard again. You know, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks. Likewise, everybody, like Dennis said, stay tuned. We have some great things coming for you in 2017. All right, Dennis, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, stay safe, my people.
All right.
Take care.
Well, gentlemen, this concludes another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today, we got to know quite a few people, starting with Marcus Strother, who has created the Men and Women's Leadership Academy. He has been working effortlessly to expand their growth and develop curriculum for these young men and ladies. Then, Rich spoke to Dave Money, who is a photographer and hosts American Layers podcast. Dave gave some great examples of American style and his Ralph Lauren collection. Lastly, Dennis joined Rich once again on The Gentleman's Look, where Dennis shares his new venture of DC Gents, which will be on YouTube in the very near future. We would like to thank all of our guests and, of course, our host Richard on orchestrating a great show. All guest contact information is in the description. We would like to send special thanks to our listeners outside of the United States, which includes the Philippines, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Thailand, Germany, Singapore, and Australia. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Now, please follow our new Instagram account at Gentlemen's Podcast. Also, rate, review, and subscribe to The Life of a Gentleman. We would really appreciate it. And until next time, take care. These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndre Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandremarie.com.